We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we're talking about the wonderful dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the infallible and immaculate Imam, Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, we find that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam took the sciences that were known to man and expounded upon them to these very amazing limits and these amazing boundaries, and he pushed the frontiers of this knowledge, to a point where humanity had not seen up to that time. One of the interesting sciences that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam had complete control and power and expertise over was the different languages of that time. So, you know, people were not fluent in their own language, let alone being completely fluent in other languages. And the amazing thing is that we find Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, he was able to speak all of the different languages of that time. And this has been proven in the various different narrations in which we find that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam was speaking to people in different languages. So there's this one interesting conversation that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and a man named Amir ibn Ali al-Jami. And so this individual, he says, "We eat all the sacrifices of the people of the book, but we do not know whether they call the name of Allah or not when they slaughter these animals. So, you know, this is a question that he put, is we don't really know whether they call the name of Allah, but we eat the sacrifices that the people of the book make. Now, of course, just, you know, to put this out there, that this is not a jurisprudential or fiqhi matter that we're talking about. It's a dialogue that occurred. The fiqhi commandments on the issue must be referred to the marja that you follow. And so Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he answers, if you hear that they call the name of Allah when they do the sacrifice and they slaughter the animal, then you can eat the meat. But do you know what they say for their sacrifices? Amir replies, he says, no, I do not know what they say during their sacrifices. And then Amir says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he read something, he said something that I did not understand. And then Imam Sadiq said, this is what they are commanded. And so, you know, Amir said that, you know, what language is this? And the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, this is the Hebrew language. And this is what they say when they are sacrificing their animals. And so then Amir said, would you please allow us to write this statement that you said? So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, go ahead and write. And then he spoke some words in the Hebrew language, which translated to saying, blessed be you, you are Allah, the master of the worlds, who has sanctified us with his commands and ordered us to slaughter animals. And so in this manner, we see that there is this beautiful knowledge of the Imams that is being portrayed in this dialogue that His Eminence has with Amr ibn Ali al-Jami. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Challenges were there, and the Imams took the opportunity and the time to train the Ashab on this issue. And this is an ongoing issue, you know, new research on all these issues come up. And one of the criteria that the Imam mentioned, that if you see there are two ahadith coming from reliable, trustworthy companions of ours, and they contradict one another, one of the criteria is to see which one of them is according to the opinion of the Amma, the majority Sunni opinion. Ignore that and go with the other one. Now people would, you know, raise objection, oh, Imam is promoting sectarianism. No, there was a very good reason for that. And that reason actually has been explained by another statement from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was talking to a person and he says, you know, do you know why we tell you to go whenever you see two ahadiths from our sources and one is in line with the majority opinion, discard that and go to the opposite side? And the companion says, you know, Imam said, you know, do you know why we are saying this? And he said, no, you will tell us. He says, "Inna Aliyan alayhi salam lam yakun yadinu Allah bidinin illa khalafa alayhi al-umma ila ghayrihi iradatan liibtali amrihi." He says, you know, anything that Ali advocated in matters of religion, whenever he would do that, the umma, the majority there, would contradict him. And they will turn to the others with the intention of eliminating his influence. And then he says, you know, وَكَانُوا يَسْعَلُونَ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَنِ الشَّيْءِ. They will actually go to him. Go to Amir al-Mu'mineen, ask him a question about something, الَّذِي لَا يَعْلَمُونَهُ, that they don't know about it. فَإِذَا أَفْتَاهُمْ, when he gives his verdict about it, جَعَلُوا لَهُ ضِدًّا. They will actually do the opposite. so that they would confuse the people and basically keep away from the teachings of the Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.